the unity of all believers. That's you and me. That's what Jesus prayed for, so that we would be a witness to the world. So what does the world think when it sees a divided church? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the life of D.L. Moody. And one of the great things that stands out in his life, he was able to get Christians to work together.
John, a passion for evangelism can transcend social, cultural, and denominational boundaries. And that's why the proclamation and defense of the gospel can get believers from different evangelical churches pulling in the same direction. Mm-hmm. D.L. Moody characterized this. We see the same thing with people like Billy Graham or Ravi Zacharias.
And it's not a picture that the world gets to see very often.
The world often sees a church divided. As a Scot, I've seen the Church of Scotland torn apart over the authority of God's word. Now, that's a battle worth fighting for. But when churches agree on essential Christian doctrine, we ought to look for ways to pray together and serve together.
And that's the rub right there, isn't it? It's hard to agree on what really is essential.
And I don't want to downplay the difficulty of this, but one way to distinguish is between our convictions and our conventions. Our convictions reflect those deeply held beliefs, things that are non-negotiable. Our conventions reflect our preferences, the way we do what we do. These are not unimportant, but they're not typically the kind of things that we hold on to with white knuckles. D.L. Moody was willing to work with evangelical churches that shared his Christian convictions, demonstrating unity and diversity. And Jesus said, this will always be a powerful witness to the world.
Ultimate truth for ordinary people. That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. And I point you to our website, reasonwhy.org, where you can learn how you can enjoy this feature on your mobile device with our web app. That's reasonwhy.org.